All right, well, with Sarah's arrival, we have quorum, and I'm sorry, who is that? All right, well, in the interest of time, I am going to bring this emergency meeting of the ABC board, call it to order, 17th of November. We're not going to be opening the floor for public comments, so I appreciate everybody's patience. We're just going to do some very quick business. Appreciate everybody's engagement and seeing everybody online. And we'll do a very brief roll call. And Carrie, could you run us through that, please?
Sure. All right. Glenn Brady.
Present.
Sarah Erickson.
Here.
Charlie Cross. Okay. Dana, well, I'm sorry. I always mispronounce his name. Dana, are you
That's
here?
That's all right. I'm here. Wolukowicz.
Thank you. And Rexley.
All right, we've got a quorum. So we have a single item before us on the agenda, and that is adoption of extension of curbside and home delivery emergency regulations. And this brings us into kind of a coordination with the extension of the emergency orders that and continuing our part of the response to COVID. So with that, maybe Jane, if you could, or Jane or Joan, if you could just give us the 10,000 foot overview of what is before us and what you've done in terms of crafting this to the response, so we can understand and get a better sense of what we're looking at.
This is Joan, I can go forward. So what this regulation packet does is create another set of emergency regulations effective as soon as they go to the Lieutenant Governor and as soon as he signs them, excuse me, that continue the regulations that you put in place regarding home delivery and curbside. As emergency regulations, they are effective 120 days. But as you know, this emergency is currently only 30 days. So what we've done in the text is basically written them so they permit curbside and home delivery as long as this suspension order is in place, if it's extended or if it's replaced by a new one. So the curbside will stay in place here 120 days, but even assuming that this our COVID emergency might go beyond 120 days, we're suggesting that this also go out as a permanent regulation for public comment so that you'll have a regulation, permanent reg effective after 120 days that still permits curbside and home delivery so long as the governor has still suspended the Title IV provisions. Does that explain it for you?
I believe so. So just to, I'll restate it to make sure I've got it in my head. So the language before us, as I'm reading it, and as you've described, is good for 120 days. And under the possibility that we as a board may need to take further action to extend that, we would need to repost these for public comment if we wanted to do anything beyond 120 days. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You've got it.
Thank you. And I guess I'll entertain the will of the board if we believe we want to take that step now. So before us, we can adopt these emergency regulation extensions, and that's what we're here to do. And if we then choose to repost these for public comment under the eventuality that we may be confronting this past 120 days, we can take that action separately afterwards. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to adopt these regulations as presented and to adopt the findings into the record.
So moved. This is Dana.
All right. Dana,
do I have a second? I'll second.
Second from Sarah. All right. Any further discussion?
Just one quick question, point of clarification, I guess, is would this essentially be replacing the proposed regulations that we had put out last meeting?
Yes. In fact, we determined there was going to be too big of a gap in time between November 13th and the day that those were actually going to be effective. So we were really hoping a new suspension order would come out and that we would be able to take this emergency route. So those actually did not go out for public comment on the hopes that this might occur and this new package would go out in public comment.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any further questions or discussion? All right, hearing none, we'll call for the question. Dana, how do you vote?
Aye.
Sarah?
Yes.
And I vote yes, motion carries. And then I appreciate that. And then the next item of business is you need our direction or guidance regarding posting these for public comment, correct?
Yes, it would be a motion to move for these to also be permanent regulations. And that would open the public comment period.
Okay. And just to clarify, so that permanent designation is permanent, like for lack of a better word, permanent emergency, but it's still only applicable under the guise of emergency orders. Is that correct?
So long as the governor's suspension order is in effect, they are in effect. Once that suspension order ends, your regulations end.
Okay. So the word permanent is misleading. I just wanted to be clear for anybody that might be listening and for the record that we're not discussing a permanent enabling of curbside and home delivery under all circumstances. This is under the context of emergency orders. So,
and I could have said they have a built-in sunset date, if that helps people understand.
All right, so I'll entertain a motion to publish these regulations for public comment.
So moved.
All right, Sarah, do I have a second?
Yep, second.
All right. Any further discussion? All right. Hearing none. Dana, how do you vote?
Well, actually, sorry, can I just say, I do have one question. So I was told that perhaps the governor's emergency declaration might be challenged legally. If that is so, would this still be, and if that's overturned, I don't even know. Where are we on that? Is it being challenged? I was told it was being challenged. And if it is challenged and overturned, would this still be in effect?
If it's challenged and overturned, then the suspension order would not be in effect and the regs would not be in effect.
Okay, fine.
In which case, curbside and home delivery evaporate, correct?
Correct.
Yep, all right. So any further questions or discussion? All right, hearing none. Dana, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well. Motion carries.
Can I say one thing, which is if the legislature steps in and declares an emergency, these regulations will still permit curbside and home delivery. So even if it's a new declaration altogether, the intent was to not have you have to meet again to address this.
We're learning, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. So I think we're all becoming old hat at this, which is something I think a year ago, none of us would have imagined. So thank you for that. And I appreciate everybody's engagement. I think that concludes all of our business. Clink, go ahead. I see you got your hand raised.
This is a question for Joan. I just want to make sure, point of order here, that did we need to do a separate board discussion on the finding of the emergency itself that we had attached?
I heard the motion that said to adopt the motion and the emergency findings. Okay. I was originally going to make that point, but then the chair kind of clarified it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think we're good.
Oh, all good. Right. It's it'll keep us all on the straight and narrow. So appreciate that. Any further questions regarding these, or any further discussion for the good of the order with the narrow narrow scope of emergency regulations? All right. Well, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned. Appreciate all of your engagement, and stay safe out there.
Thank all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.